We're on Yud Amid Aleph 10A3, like 10 lines in the bottom of the page. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru. 13 lines from the end of the page.
Amar Abaye?
Yes. Okay, in the Mishnah it said a din that to give Malkus, to give lashes, three judges are enough. Remember, capital punishment was 23. Okay, but in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Amru, they said, the Mishnah said, Mishum Besdin Vishlesh. Even to give Malkus, you need a Besdin of 23. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold 23? I mean, it's not capital punishment. Why does he hold 23? So he says, ask your Rosh, Rosh, Mechai Vekrisis. He learns what's called the Gzeira Shava. Here it says a certain word, there it says a certain word. So we like him to do the two dinim together. By Misa, the Torah uses the word Rasha. And by Malkus, the Torah uses the word Rasha. So therefore, the Gemara learns, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, just like Misa needs 23, so Malkus also needs 23. Where do we find these two words? Ksiv here it says, V'hayim bin ha-kesed Rasha. By Malkus it says that the evil doer gets Malkus. And the Ksiv ha-sam, and by death, it says, Ashuhudashu lomos, that he's a Rasha to die. So therefore Rabbi Shmuel says, Malahal and Besun l'shalesha, just like by death, 23 is needed, Avkan Esen Vishloisha. The same thing by Malkus, a Bezin of 23 is needed. Rava Amar, that's one explanation of Rabbi Shmuel. That there's Exerish, no, it's not. There's Exerish Shava, Rasha, Rasha. By death is 23, and therefore by Malkus is 23. Rava Amar, Rava says a different reason. Malkus became Misa Imedes. Malkus is really instead of death. In other words, it's a form of death penalty. What does it mean? So he brings out at the bottom, Mefarshim explain like this. When somebody sins, he's going against Hashem. So the guy really should die. You know, it's like, Hashem gives us our life, everything we have, we're breathing, everything Hashem gives us. We have the chutzpah to go against him. So the truth is, every Aveda is really Aveda Zara. If you think about it. Every sin is denying Hashem, you're going against Hashem. So Rava says, the truth is, every Malkus should really die. So Malkus is a lenient form of death. Idol worship. Yeah, for sure. So therefore, Rava says, so Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's not a Gzeira Shava. It's pathological. Malkus is a type of a death, so death needs 23, Malkus needs 23.
Same with Koreh?
Yeah. Amar Ravacha b'reider Ravar l'Ravashi. So Ravacha, the son of Rav, said to Ravashi, "Hiachi, if that's the case, umden alamali. If really the guy should die, why do I need an assessment? How many malchus the guy can have without dying? The din is, we'll learn later in the Gemara, that before Bezdin gave malchus to somebody, a doctor would come and evaluate how many malchus the guy can get without dying." Because those were gazettes to, you know, those lashes. They hurt. So, if Bezdin said he can only have 10, they only gave him 9.
What would they give the Malkus? In the back?
Yeah. Not like Yom Kippur, but...
Yeah.
Between the shoulders, it says. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says like this. Before the doctor... I'm just telling you the din, because it's not... Part of it's not relevant now, but... When a guy needed the guy at Chazer was warned, witnesses, everything, yeah? So he gets Malkus. Before he gets the Malkus, Bezdin's doctor evaluates him, how many he can get. But it has to be a number, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, divisible by 3. In other words, if they said he can get 10, they'll give him 9. If he can get 15, they'll give him 15. Okay? So, Ravacha, Berei the Rav, asked Ravashi like this. If Malkus really, the guy is supposed to die, so who cares if he does? Why do we need to evaluate if it can handle the Malkus or not? Let's give him Malkus. If he dies because he's supposed to die anyway. Who cares if he dies?
So that's why we give him Malkus, because we don't want to kill him. We don't want to kill him.
Yeah, but if Hashem makes him die, the Malkus will let him.
That defeats the purpose of giving...
No, because that shows that Hashem wanted him to die.
We do our job, let's do his job.
Amalei, No, he says like this. Why do I need to evaluate? How many malkas a guy could take? Lemichya. Let him get to 39. And if he dies, let him die. Who cares?
Lemichya, what is that?
Lemachye. I mean, the 39 lashes. And if not, let him die.
Lashes always means 39.
What Torah says, that boy
mekenu.
No, lesser sins. No. Malkus is 39. The only thing that makes it less, that's rabbinic, that's tam. But I'm saying,
the doctor
makes the evaluation. By the way, there's an interesting thing. If the doctor estimates that the guy can have 15, and at the 14th, the guy dies, the shliach besdin is not obligated anything for killing. The guy, the whipper. But if they said he can take 15 and he gave him 16 and he died, then he's a murderer.
It doesn't make the concern. They go bring a doctor so the guy should not die. They give him less. But then they say if he dies, he dies.
No, because he's supposed to die anyway.
What?
What
about if he doesn't handle it? He cannot handle it.
He said that's to evaluate before and how much he can handle.
Say, no, cannot handle it. Die.
Guy's lucky.
I think
sometimes good to be sick.
I think we should verify on one of us to see how many we can take.
You want to volunteer?
No problem.
Rabbi, is there any relation between the Lamed Malachot and Lamed Malka?
No, besides the fact that the same number. Elohad the Tanya. No, Amalei said like this. Because the Torah says the Torah doesn't want him to die. Why? Because it says, "V'nikla chichalei necho," your brother should be demeaned, meaning embarrassed before you. Ki machis agaba dechayim machis. Your brother teaches us that you need to give malchus to a living person. And now the Gemara's question is like this: the way Rashi explains it, let the guy get 39 malchus. If he dies in the middle, keep whipping him until 39. Mm-hmm. 1 minute. So the Gemara answers, you can't, because the Torah says he has to be your brother. And your brother means he's still alive. So therefore, you can't just let him die. He has to stay alive. Elohad, the Tanya, so the Gemara says, but there's a different problem. It says in the Braisa, Amdul, the Kabbal Esrim, what happens if they said he can have 20 lashes? A Makanei say, you don't give him Elamakas, Aruyas, Lishtalish. Only Makas are divisible by 3. In other words, you can't give him more, right? You can give him less. So let's say they said he can handle 20. So what do they give him? 18. If they can't give him 20, they can't give him 21, because they said he could only handle 20. So they give him 18. So it says, "V'kamehin, how much would they be in that case? Tam nisrei 18. So the Gemara says, no. Lemechi asim v'chad. Okay, but give him 21. V'chimayis. And if he dies with that extra one, lemus, let him die. Okay? No, because you're giving him out. Why? The mochis agaba dechayikum mochis. Because when you flogged him, when you whipped him the 21st time, the guy was still alive. He died. He died after the 21st one. Right? The Gemara says, if the doctor said he could handle 20, so what do you give him? 18. That's what Gemara says, right? Because it has to be divisible by 3. So Gemara says, no. Give him 21. If he's alive by 20, give him another one. And then if he dies, it doesn't matter, because when you whipped him the 21st time, he was still alive.
But that one could have killed him.
Right, but who cares if he's supposed to die anyway?
But you just said.
No, he says when you whip him, he has to be alive.
He's not supposed to die.
Again, if Hashem wants him to die, he's going to die.
That's not one of the commandments of the Torah, that if somebody hit Chazer, he should die. If someone says Lashon Hara, he should die.
Why shouldn't he die?
Because that's not what the Torah says.
No, the Torah says Hashem is an infinite kindness, allows the person to get whipped.
And that's the law.
Yeah, but that's
and
instead of death.
Say he should die.
So, no, let him get the 39 Malkus. Okay? If he dies, that means Hashem is dying him, killing him. What's the problem? The person should die. That's what the Gemara is explaining. What the Rav is saying is, Malchus is instead of Misa, meaning the guy really should die.
Yeah. Is that a habit? No, is that, that's why Mishra.
No, well, that's Rav. We're not done with the Gemara, but that's Rav's answer.
That's one opinion.
Yeah, Rav's opinion.
Let's see.
So, is that changing the halacha?
So if in the beginning,
first of all, let me tell you something. First of all, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel because the Chacham disagree with him. The Chacham hold anyway, Malchus is 3, not 23, right? The Gemara is asking, what is the reason for Rabbi Shmuel? This whole Gemara is not only hypothetical because the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel anyway. The halacha is like the Chachamim always, right? The Gemara is discussing why does Rabbi Shmuel say you need 23? So first the Gemara said it's a pasuk, Rasha, you know, Gzeira Shava. And then Rava gave a logic, because this is really instead of death. So let the guy die. So Gemara says he can't, because it says Nikla Achicha. So Gemara says, okay, but let him die at the last one. You know, so Gemara answers, no, you still can't. Amalei, one second. Ravashi said to Ravacha, Amla Krav Nikla Achicha Leinecha, your brother shall be demeaned before your eyes, meaning, Acha Shalaka, after he gets whipped, achicha be'ina, he still needs to be your brother, meaning he still needs to be alive. You know, even when you finish Malchus, the Torah says he has to be your brother, he has to be alive.
What if in the middle of Malchus,
Veleka in the dust, huh?
Somebody does teshuva.
Doesn't help. Teshuva does not help for Bezdin's punishments. Not death. We learned this many times.
Because you don't know what is in his heart.
You don't know. The Nei Debiyuda says, you don't know if he did teshuva or not. Kardis, by the way, tshuva helps. Kardis for Kardis, because Hashem kills. Hashem knows if you did tshuva.
The person who slashed, does he go training on hard, on less? I mean, how do you know that A does the same as B?
It says in the Gemara, the Mishnah says later in Sanhedrin, that the guy that gives Malchus is less brain, more might. Less brain and more might.
It's never more than 39.
You have to shliach bezdin.
He has to be the force of the wrist, not the arm.
We'll learn later in the Gemara all about Malchus.
You have to do it with love. You shouldn't do it because you enjoy it.
Is that because you want it?
You know, with love.
Rabbi, can never be more than 39?
No. No, more than 39 for sure not. Even if the guy can, is Shimshin HaGibor. Not this one, the real, the original. Shimshin HaGibor, you only get 39. You never get more than 39.
Why don't we apply the, so he's supposed to die?
Because Torah says the maximum is 39. What?
Handle it.
Who?
In those days, people were much stronger.
That's right.
Yeah.
These days, you know.
Not only that, if this is what happened to you, you didn't sin. Or at least you didn't have witnesses warning you. You did it when nobody's around. Nobody's going to go get warned by witnesses right before he does the act. Right before he does the act. Yeah? In fact, I mentioned this. There was, Reb Zalman Posner was involved in this. There was a TV, a radio host in New York. His name was Barry Farber. I didn't even still around. When it was a Bochum, there was a guy, Barry Farber. He was a mamzer. These talk shows, you know, he would really rip you apart, all his guests. He was a shrewd guy, and he ripped everybody apart. So he once had, it was a convention time, a pegisha, an encounter with Chabad. A lot of people came, college students. So he had a session with them on Friday in the radio. So he asked them a question, this question basically. He says, your Torah preaches Torah's chesed, a Torah of kindness. He says, a guy eats an ounce of pig, you give him 39 lashes? Come on. The crime doesn't fit, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. What did the guy do? He ate an ounce of chaz, an ounce. It's not a lot. An ounce, not even a quarter pounder. That's four ounces. The guy ate a quarter pounder. He ate 1 ounce of chaz, he gets whipped. What type of potatoes is that? And he gave it, then was given it. They tried ecking and becking it. Lepel, they came back, they wrote into the Rebbe what happened. So the next day was a Fabrengen, I was at the Fabrengen, remember? It was in the probably early, late Chofs or early Lamed, I remember when it was. So the Rebbe said, how do you not know the answer to this question? How do you not know the answer to this question? The Rebbe gave a whole beautiful introduction of a general nature to the whole Yiddishkeit. It says later on in Sanhedrin there's a Mishnah that says Lama Nivra Adam Yechidi. Why did Hashem create a person alone, singular? He didn't create one cow. He created thousands of cows. He created thousands of mountains. He created thousands of animals, thousands of plants. He didn't create one. So Mar says Lama Nivra. The Mishnah says Lama Nivra Adam Yechidi. Why did Hashem create one Adam? He should have created 100,000 people at the same time. So he says, "Shechayev kol echad ve'echad leimer b'shvili nivra ha'olam." The Rambam brings on this mission in Hilchos Tshuva, but the Rambam over there explains it. The Mishnah says, because every person should say, the whole world was created for me. I know people that say that literally. The whole world was created for me. Ein eid milvadi, yeah. So that's what the Mishnah says. So, what does the Mishnah mean? It's very not understood. The Bishvili Nevra Ilum is very egotistic, self-centered, you know. So the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva explains what it means. That when a person is about to do an act, he should picture, the Rambam says, L'Elam Yira Adam Atzmi Shaku, V'Chol Ha'Elam Shaku. Says, if a person is about to do an act, he's supposed to picture the world as an equally balanced scale. You do one mitzvah, you weigh the whole world to good. You do one aveda, you weigh the whole world down to bad. So it says bishvili nivra ha'ela means not the world's in eid malvadi. Yeah, it means that every action I do affects the entire world. Bishvili nivra ha'ela meaning my action. This is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva is going to affect the entire universe. So the Rebbe said, let's understand the situation. A guy, in order for a guy to get malchus, yeah. He has to be warned by two witnesses. He has to be warned immediately prior to the act, within 2 seconds of the act. If he's warned 30 seconds before the act, he doesn't get Malchus. Because Bezin says he had a senior moment and he forgot the warning. Okay? In order to get Malchus, the guy has to be warned right before what he's doing. And basically you're telling him, you're eating chazer, is going to drag the whole world down to evil. That's what you're telling him, basically. The Rebbe said, if the guy can't hold himself back from eating an ounce of chazer, even though he knows he's going to drag the whole world down into garbage because of it, he says, Malchus? Malchus is kind. The guy should get killed. That's what we're learning here. The guy should get killed. The Rebbe, Malchus is a leniency. Wow. What are you screaming, Malchus? The guy should say, thank you, I'm not getting killed. Because look, the act he's doing is affecting the world to such an extent. The whole world, see, conduct, your action is going to affect 6 billion people. Not only Jews, 6 billion people. And you can't hold yourself back. It's like the guy on the boat making a hole under his seat. He says, mind your own business, under my seat, I can do whatever I want.
Of the Apollo going to the moon and the guy
that was smoke a cigarette, do something. At that Fabreng, the Rebbe did give the Apollo mushroom. Yes, it was in Sing Sikh, in fact. Because that was when they went up to the moon.
Yeah, what happened? They smoked?
You were there?
No. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe explained this in a current events. The Rebbe said, a guy goes in, an astronaut goes up in space, yeah? And he's told, right now you press this button, right now you press this button, right now you press it. He says, it will never enter the astronaut's mind to press the wrong button. Even if he wouldn't endanger himself. But it will never enter the astronaut's mind to press the wrong. Why? Because the guy understands billions of dollars went into this project. Billions of people on Earth are watching him. Right? It will never enter his mind to press the wrong button. Right? The Rebbe said the same thing in Yiddishkeit. You're going to eat chazer. It should never enter the person's mind because look at what they're doing to the world at large. So this is what's saying. But the truth is, Malchus is not me. I mean, but Rav is answering that Malchus is really Misa. And therefore, bottom line is, because Gemara is moving on. Bottom line is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rav says the reason why 23 is needed because Malchus is capital punishment. That's all. Okay, now the Mishnah said like this. In the Mishnah, it says that calculating Iber Chodesh. Now there's Iber Shana and Iber Chodesh. Let me explain. One second, I need to explain this orally first. There's a solar calendar and a lunar calendar. Solar calendar has 365 days and a quarter. It's machlekes. Rambam is down. There's two opinions amongst the secular scholars how long a solar year is. It's 365 and a quarter days. Correct?
What's the other opinion?
Huh? 365, almost a quarter.
In 6 hours?
It can add up after 1,000 years. Okay. Anyway, so the solar calendar, by nature, has no months. It's how long the sun goes around the earth. If the earth goes around the sun, it's a separate machlekes. Okay? But that is an issue, how long the sun goes around the earth, or the earth around the sun, whichever way it is. But it's nothing to do with months. Okay? Why did they divide it into months? Because it's practical, it's easier to know. Instead of saying the 232nd day of the year, you say July 5th. Right? I mean, it's much practical. There's nothing to do with the solar system. There's no months in the solar calendar. In the lunar calendar, there's no years. There's only months. Now, what represents the lunar calendar? The moon goes around the sun in approximately 29 and a half days. Approximately. 29 and a half days. And that's what makes a new month. Now, there's no year in the lunar calendar. It just goes by the months. Right? And keep monthly. There's no solar system. So now, the moon, Rosh Chodesh, is really after 29 and a half days. Now, you can't make Rosh Chodesh the middle of a day. It's like Beverly Hills in L.A. The street's torn up, it's L.A. The street's paved is Beverly Hills, middle of the block. Oh, yeah, I'm Burton Way now. Middle of the block. That, God forbid, to go one more inch, You can't make Rosh Chodesh, huh? Yeah. I'll be on Burton Way just now.
Yeah. They finally fixed it.
No, it's not. I just drove it. Anyway, you can't make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. Okay? So how does it work with proclaiming Rosh Chodesh? So on a practical level, you make 1 month 29 days and 1 month 30 days. Then after, basically equals itself out because 1 month is 29, 1 month is 30, next 29, 130, that's basically the way it works. But it's not exactly 29 and a half days. Because if it would be exactly 29 and a half days, then you make 1 month full, 1 month missing, 1 month full, 1 month missing, right? You make 29:30, 29:30, 29:30, 29:30. But it's not exactly 12 and a half days. Therefore, sometimes you'll have 2 months in a row, 30, 20 months, whatever, to figure it out. Got it? That's the lunar calendar. Now, how did Beis Din know if it's Rosh Chodesh or not? Because if it's 29 and a half days, it's how sometimes you can see a night before, sometimes a night later. So now we have what's called the calendar. Okay? The grandson of Hillel, the grandson of the famous Hillel, okay, established a calendar forever. Based on the system of the 19-year cycle of the calendar, you can figure out for the rest of the existence of the universe. You can figure out in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, by the way, which went even through the era of the Gemara, a good part of the Gemara, they didn't use the calendar. They used the witnesses. The witnesses would come to Beis Din, and they would say, "We saw the moon last night." Obviously, you can only see it at night. So if after 29th day, they said they saw the moon, so the next day became Aleph. That day became Aleph. What happened if they didn't see the moon? Okay, so then it would be on the, Rosh Chodesh would be on the 31st day, because the moon would have 30 days, right? So if they saw it after 29 days, that night, the next day he came to Beis Din. Beis Din proclaimed that the Rish Chodesh. If the witnesses didn't come, or that's what the Gemara is going to discuss, so then Beis Din would make the 31st day Aleph. Therefore we have 2 days of Rish Chodesh, Lamed and Aleph. Okay? So far so good. Now, Beis Din though had to figure out mathematically and according to astronomy if it's possible to see the moon or not. So there's calculations, what we call the Meilad of the moon. When is the Meilad of the moon? Meaning, when is the birth of the moon? When does the moon reappear? And this in this time. Right? That's where you have the Meilad. You call it Shabbos and Vachim. You call it the Meilad because you're proclaiming when the Shchedish is going to be. So it's proper to know when's the exact birth of the moon. What's the birth of the moon mean?
From Israel horizon?
The Meilad is according to Eretz Yisrael. Yes. In the Israel horizon. Okay? But the bottom line is, you figure out. Now, so Beis Din needed to figure out, is this month going to be 29 days? Or this month's going to be 30 days? Okay? Because a lot of times if it's a cloudy night, witnesses didn't come. They couldn't see the moon. They didn't go planes on those days above the clouds. Right? They didn't see, in fact, the Rambam writes when Mashiach comes, we're going back to the old system. That the first mitzvah, Achedesh Hazel HaChamresh Chadashim, to come and testify this sort of month. So Beis Din would need to figure out, is the month 29 days or 30 days? That's called Iber Chedesh. Iber Chedesh means that you had to make a leap month. What's a leap month? Instead of 29 days, it's 30 days. And what I was going to say later, they couldn't make more than 8 a year. Ideally, it should be like 6 and 6 a year. But they couldn't make more than 8 years. Now. Then you have what's called Iber Shana. I'm saying it now because we're going to learn it soon in the Gemara. That is making a leap year. Let's try the leap year. The problem is like this. The lunar, 12 months of a lunar year is 354 days. The solar calendar is 365 days. So it's 11 days short per year. Correct? 354 to 365. So it's 11 days less a year. So at the end of 1 year, you'll have 11 days. At the end of 5 years, you'll have 55 days. At the end of 10 years, you'll have 110 days, which is already a few months. So Lahavdil, the Muslims, they only have the lunar calendar. They don't deal with the solar calendar at all. So Ramadan changes drastically what time of the year. Sometimes it's in the winter, sometimes it's in the summer, sometimes it should never be, or they should keep fasting a whole year without eating at night, and it'll be better. Now, but by Pesach, the Torah says it has to be B'chodesh Aviv. It has to be in the spring. Now, if you're going to keep losing 11 days a month, you can have what's called a white Pesach full of snow. Because it can end up in the winter. After a few years, it's going to end up in the winter. Correct? And the Torah says Pesach has to be in the spring. So what did the Torah tell us to do? Every so often, they add a month. The second Adar. That's why this year is a leap year. Yeah. That's why.
He
wanted another month to get ready for your birthday. He took the mission Bashvili Livroilam simply. Oh, for my birthday. Okay.
I only have my birthday.
Yeah, I understand.
3-4 years.
Yeah. That's why we had it, so we can celebrate it twice.
Akivido was born February 28th, and it was a leap year that year. His English birthday was February 28th, and he was born like in the afternoon. So the nurse was telling my wife, you better hurry up, because if he's born at night, at the next day, he's only going to have a birthday once every 4 years. He'll stay young that way. Anyway, so what did the Chachamim do? They figured out to make a leap year. But Beis Din had to figure out, based on a lot, this is the whole Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But the Beis Din had to figure out if you'd make a leap year, or if you don't make a leap year. And that also, Beis Din had to sit down, and that had to be only with the Nasi the Nasi had to be in Eretz Yisrael, was only allowed to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva was once in Chutz Laretz, and they did it without him, Rabbi Kiva, whatever, because nobody was as great as him. It had to be done normally in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the way our calendar is set up, not the way it was in these days, in those days, the way our calendar is set up in a system, it's a 19-year cycle. In a 19-year cycle, there are 12 regular years and 7 leap years. And we know exactly that Rambam writes in Kiddush HaChodesh exactly which year is going to be a leap year. Okay? So now this is all figured out for us. But in the time of the Gemara, and before that, when they figured out, you know, based on the testimony, the witnesses and everything, and Bezin had to figure it out, and the Gemara says for 6 things, they would try to figure out if you need to make a leap year or not. But it was a real serious debate. They would lock themselves up in an attic for maybe days and end, you know, just bringing up food, and that was it. And they worked on this to figure out, you know, about all those things. In fact, it got to such an extent, the Gemara says, the Moshul, a king was not allowed to be in that Besdin because he would want it a certain way for the benefit of his armies. The Kohen Gadol couldn't be in the Besdin. Listen to this. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol would always want no leap year. Because a leap year means Yom Kippur came out later. It's closer to the winter, so the mikveh will be cold. And he had to take... Can you believe it? The Gemara says, and it's remarkable with you, Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, you think cares the mikveh is cold or not? I mean, come on, Kohen Gadol is above that. Yeah? But it shows that any time there's a slight bias, even though it could be minimal, Kohen Gadol for a cold mikveh, has, he Kohen Gadol couldn't sit in the Besdin to make the leap year or not, because subconsciously he would rather not have a leap year because then it's earlier in the year, so it's still warmer, so the mikveh is not so cold.
Can't blame him. They didn't have salami mikveh.
I understand, but they had the pre-salami mikveh, which was cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't Rambam talk about the degrees and the moon?
Yeah. That's the whole way. No, yeah. That was the Rambam figuring out. That the whole Kiddush HaChodesh, which is, if you don't know, it's complicated. By the way, unless if you're a scientist, it's nothing. But the whole knowing if the witnesses are saying the truth or not. Because Besdin had to first figure out mathematically if it's possible to see the moon. If Besdin realizes it's impossible to see the moon mathematically, based and the angles I'll explain in a second, and the witnesses came and testified they saw the moon, Besdin knew right away they were liars. One minute. No, it's not. The Rambam writes you can learn in a few days for kids. The Rambam at the end of Kiddush HaChodesh says this could be learned by kids in a few days. What's the connection to seeing the moon? The moon is a reflection of the sun. So you have to know the position of the sun. You have to know the position of the moon. The angles. And that's the whole Kiddush HaChodesh, going into the angles of the relationship between the sun and the moon. And the Chacham had to figure this out mathematically based on the longitude and latitude of where the, what degrees, you know, this the 360 degrees is divided into 12 mazolas. And it, you know, the whole scientific thing over there in physics. So Besdin first figured it out, and then they knew if the guy was saying the truth or not.
So what happens if there are 3-4 days of cloudiness and within that time, and what would they do?
So the Rambam writes that what happens if 5 months in a row the witnesses didn't come? It was cloudy. Yeah? The Rambam says you can't just make 5 months in a row 30 days. You know why? Because in the 6th month, somebody's going to see the Levana the 25th day. Yeah. Think about it. If you keep pushing it off, that means... So, a guy... And the Rambam says there's no bigger joke than that. Would you make Rosh Chodesh on the 26th day? So therefore, he said there was a maximum of how many days, how many leap months they're able to do it. Okay? Now, there's 2 things over here, coming back to the Gemara. There's Ibra Chodesh, meaning the calculations of figuring it out. And then there's Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh means Besdin proclaiming this is a Chodesh. There were the calculations behind the scene, And then there was the proclamation of Rosh Chodesh.
Ibur Shana
is the extra month. Again, there's the Ibur, meaning the calculations of it, and then there's the proclamation of it.
Which one was more invalid?
One second. Let's see in the Gemara now. Ibur Chodesh Bishloisha. It says, in English is called the intercalation of the day, meaning, like he explained, it goes in the whole Megillah over here. But that means the adding of the extra day, bishleishes by a quarter of three. So the Gemara says, chishuv leiktani. It doesn't say the calculations necessary for that is three. Or kiddush leiktani. Okay? Or the sanctification of Rosh Chodesh either. Okay? Meaning screening the witnesses and everything. What does it say? Ibur, the adding the day itself. In other words, the court proclaiming that they did added the day, it needs three. So Gemara says, Leili Kacha, Le Bez did not do it, Umamele La'abed, and automatically you become do it. In other words, like this. The Gemara is asking a very simple question. If Bez doesn't proclaim the day after 29 Rosh Chodesh, what's the next option? The next day is Rosh Chodesh. It could be either after 29 or after 30, right? If they didn't come after 29, then automatically the 30th day became Rosh Chodesh.
But
it's not 80. Yeah, it's yeah, how do you make the 31st. No. The Mishnah says, the Gemara is nitpicking over here, to tell you the truth, based on the Gemara coming up. The Mishnah is saying that for Beis Din to proclaim the 30th day, Ibur Chodesh, meaning making it an extra day, you need three people. What does that mean? That if the witnesses didn't show up the day earlier, right? So therefore, the Beis Din would make the month 30 days, and the next day would be Rosh Chodesh. Aleph. So Gemara says, why do I need Beis Din to do it? If Beis Din doesn't do anything, automatically the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh. What option do you have? I understand if you want to make the 30th day Aleph, you need Beis Din to tell you that, because we wouldn't know. Right? But if it's already the 30th day went by and no witnesses came, so of course the next day is Rosh Chodesh. Why do I need Beis Din to proclaim Rosh Chodesh?
Why do we need eight?
Huh? Why do we You're need right. Eight? That's what Gemara is called. Automatically it becomes Rosh Chodesh.
I mean, we had something that if you're in the middle of Korbanot and somebody walks in and says...
No, that's about Rosh Hashanah, that even Rosh Hashanah based on maybe it was 2 days. That's completely different. It's not... So the Gemara's question is, why do I need Beis Din to proclaim the 31st day? Rosh Chodesh, it's self-understood it's Rosh Chodesh. It can't be any other way. The 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. So why do I need a Mishnah to tell me that to proclaim the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh, I need three Dayanim? Even if nobody says anything, it's automatically Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but they need to come and correct it. You need a group of people to correct it. That's why we need the...
No, but I'm saying if the witnesses didn't come on the 29th day, or the 30th day, yeah, by default,
yeah, the next day. Eventually, the group of people have to come together and say, okay, we've gone so many defaults, we need to make sure that this, that's why...
I understand, but why do I need a Beis Din to say it? If people know that the 30th day did not become Rosh Chodesh, then they obviously know that the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. Why do I need Beis Din to proclaim it?
And this whole science, we need... Thousands of years before the secular world realized
that... No. The Rambam writes in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, this was known in the Greek books and the Roman... It was known. What do you think?
But they didn't even know the earth is round.
We have more information today, but the people were infinitely smarter than we are today. Absolutely. They use their brains, not their fingers.
There was a study done about 2 months ago that confirmed...
That can what?
That people back then, they were smarter because they were in constant danger.
Just look at today's generation and previous generation.
They don't even use the fingers now. They talk to them.
Yeah, okay.
No, the eyes. The eyes move everything.
Okay.
Google Glass. Yeah.
So the Gemara says, why do I need, okay, Beis Din, if anyway it's going to be sanctified? Okay?
After Hillel HaZaken made that calendar,
Hillel HaZaken's grandson.
What was his name?
Hillel.
original Hillel was called Hillel Zakrin, his grandson was called Hillel?
Yeah.
So after he made the calendar, did they still use the witness system?
They still use the witnesses until Abayin Rava's time, which was at the end of the Gemara.
After the Chuba. Well,
yeah. Abayin Rava was the end of the Gemara.
I know. I thought this was something that the Beis HaMikdash had to do.
They did it without the Beis HaMikdash also.
So the Aiden would
come. Well, they were in Bavel, but in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrel did it, yeah.
So the word of the Aiden is stronger than default.
Correct. No. Yeah, but Bez didn't first figure it out if it's possible for them to see it.
Right.
That first Bezdin figured out, whatever long it took him to figure it out. That was what was the Bnei Yisachar. You know, in the Megillah Esther, it says he called a Chachamim Yedei Ha'itim what to do with Vashti, and then Chachamim said we can't answer, so he asked Haman, and Haman said kill her. No, Megillah Esther, yeah. Okay, so it says who the Chachamim Yedei Ha'itim. So the Gemara says there were the people from Yisachar. They were the brilliant minds that learned Torah all day. They were the ones that figured out the Itim, the times of Chedesh and Shana when to do. That's what they were, and that's what Ahasuerus wanted to speak to them. They were smart. He said, "We don't want to answer."
Yiddishikup.
What
about these days? Who announces the Rosh Chodesh these
days? Today, that's why you do Shabbos Mevarchim.
First minyan we announce.
No, really. I mean, they don't rely on the.
Today we rely on the calendar.
Not that
day. What Bezdin? We rely on the calendar. You'll never get the Bezdin today to agree on anything. Every Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael will say something else. We'll have 40 Rosh Chodesh per 30-day month.
Do we have a Bezdin now?
Yeah, right here. A Bezdin of 15. You can give capital punishment. No, the big Bezdin of 71... After the Beis HaMikdash, or before the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Gemara says they went into 10 exiles. The big Bezdin of 71.
What does that mean? 10.
They were in Usha, they were in very Lud, they were in various different places. The last place they ended up before they became dismantled was Tveria. And the Rambam writes that when Mashiach comes, the Bezdin is going to start back where it finished off in Tveria, and Misham, Yalu, Yerushalayim, and then they're going to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. So Mashiach comes, the Bezdin is going to start again in Tveria, in Tiberias, and then it's going to go right away to Yerushalayim.
Or can they
What's
be in Gurbana?
For us not having a Bezdin now.
Can two Jews agree on anything?
No, honestly.
I'm serious.
Why can't we not have Bezdin?
Because it says in Halacha you can't make an official Bezdin of 71 until Mashiach comes. They tried doing it a number of years ago. They got Adin Shteinzels involved in it. Anyway, it never happened.
Why were they even trying
to Mashiach? Mashiach's coming. Let's make a Bezdin. Yeah, it's never going
to
happen.
How could Sephron in Tiberia if we have to bring Korbanot in Yerushalayim?
No. What does Bezdin have to do with Beis HaMikdash? Okay. So Abai answers like this, Kiddush HaChodesh. Instead of reading Ibr Chodesh, read it Kiddush HaChodesh. Tanya Nami Hachi, so we learned in the Braisa, Kiddush HaChodesh. V'Ibr HaShana, B'Shloisha Divrei Rav Meir. So Abai amends the Mishnah. Because the Gemara's question was, according to the way the Mishnah seems logical, simply, for the Chodesh to be on the 31st day, Bezdin not to proclaim it. So Gemara says, even the Bezdin didn't proclaim it, it's automatically the 31st day. There's no choice. By default, it has to be the 31st day. So Abaye says, don't read it, Iber, proclaiming, make a Kiddush, the sanctifying of the day. But the Gemara is going to ask, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah.
Wow.